I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. In 3 John verses 2 through 5 is this, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. That last part, that I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth, is John saying so. But do you think God agrees? And or do you think that God is really the one here asserting that he has no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in truth? Of course, I think it is a reasonable inference that John has no greater joy than to hear that his children are walking in truth. This is a reasonable inference because it isn't really an inference. It is repeating what he actually expressly wrote. But does God think the same? Based on how Scripture is God-breathed, God-inspired, I do think God has no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in truth. I say this because God is the only worthwhile object of faith and worship, and the more of it there is, the more glory there is for him. Now, maybe you can attack that theologically. Nevertheless, God inspired John to write those exact words, and the words in 3 John further draw distinctions between what is the church and what is not, and those are instructions from God. How could it be that John has greater joy than God when it comes to enjoying children walking in truth, considering they're not even John's biological or spiritual children? They're God's. I think God has no greater joy than to hear that his children are walking in the truth. In 1 John 2:6 is this, He that saith he abideth in Jesus ought himself also to walk even as Jesus walked. In civil government schools, you have zero chance of learning how to walk in truth. I'm Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.